All right, here's the very last thing I have for you in this unit, on being skeptical about concepts and variables. Do you know what's coming? It's should you believe it time. I need some kind of image or graphic for this, don't you think? Except I'll need someone else to make it, because those are not my superpower. Maybe they're yours. This chapter is about knowing what you're measuring and measuring it in that way. So yes, conceptualization and operationalization and variables. But this framing is more about knowing what the researcher measured, what it means, and if it passes the muster. In the lecture video, you'll see more examples of variables from articles published in a top communications journal. You'll see the theory UTAUT that relates to other set of research questions that you saw in the qual-quant chapter. And you'll see me try to get you to develop a healthy internal and external skepticism, also related to discussion between Tim and I near the end of your second lateral/vertical video lecture. And we haven't even gotten to measurement. Measurement. Look at these useful skills you are learning. Honestly, why so many of y'all come into methods planning to hate it, I'll never know. Have we reached an impasse yet? Could you give methods a chance? Examples. Healthy internal skepticism involves looking at how primary research authors explicate the variables they study, looking at how they measure these variables, thinking critically about the connection between the two, using all the amazing knowledge you have gleaned from this course so far. Healthy external skepticism involves looking at how the information you're consuming presents the main variables it's trying to sell you a story about. Going back to primary research article, like you do for deconstruction project in this class. Looking at how the primary research article's authors explicate and measure these variables, think critically, then put it through the rest of our should you believe it tasks.